We are here not to attend an execution of a person, but to remember who 16 years ago died on July 4th. Dennis Poyser and Joanna Basinger were murdered, and they didn't deserve what happened to them. They never got a choice or got to appeal. I don't care if I ever hear the name of this person who died today, but you need to speak of Dennis Poyser, not just a delivery man, but a man that had a family that loved him, and he was full of life, and all he wanted to do was take care of his family. Joanna had a 2-year-old son that she didn't even get to see grow up. So if you want to do anything today, please remember these two wonderful people who just wanted to go to work on July 4th and support their family. Remember all the things they didn't get to see and do with their children. I can only tell you there is not a day that goes by that I don't think of him or wonder what my life would be like today, not only for myself, but for my kids. Please do not make this about how execution shouldn't take place. Put your effort on how we can stop people from committing terrible actions. If this person hadn't tried to take what wasn't his, he would have been able to have lived his life. Our families would be back to normal. We must stop these senseless crimes. If we can't, then we have to have punishment strong enough to make people think about their consequences. Remember, he has been able to live another 16 years. Way too long for the state of Missouri to have supported him. Things have to change. People need to respect people, and evil should not win. I also want to thank all the people that worked on this case who kept giving us hope that who did this would be caught and pay for his crime, who during that holiday 16 years ago gave up time with their family. We owe them such gratitude. So to Stephen Monticelli, Brian Liebart, and all the other detectives, police, undercover, and Kevin Crane and his staff, and I hope I didn't miss anyone, but thank you. Let's don't forget Ruby Tuesday's employees that had to endure going back to work and the impact that this had on their lives. Most important, our family and friends that helped each of us get through one of the most difficult times that any family had to go through. And last but not least, the people of Victims Assistance that have helped to answer our questions and heard our tears of pain. Please, let's remember the victims, because going through this was like going through this all over again. Rest in peace, Dennis and Joanna. You will live in our hearts forever. And I want you to know that the smile on this man's face, as you see on this picture, is a smile I woke up to every day for 24 years. He was a man that was so happy, never had a bad word to say about anybody or anything, and I loved him dearly. Thank you.